Puerto Rick, Sandy's father, already has searched 50 miles of coastline. And so far, Flipper has not responded to the klaxon horn. Mr. Ricks will keep trying, even if he has to search every inch of the Florida coast. Sandy has been giving fish to Flipper, who swims underwater to the spot where Penny is holding the crude fishing pole with a pin on the end of the line. Then, when she's looking away, the dolphin tosses the fish onto the rock next to her.
Amazing. You must have learned the trick, Penny.
Not really. They just hop out at me. I guess they're flying fish.
Perhaps. Well, that's more than enough. But I'm afraid we're going to have to eat them raw.
Oh, Mummy, I couldn't.
But we don't have any matches for a fire.
Then I think I'd rather starve.
Sandy, who has heard every word, goes back to his hidden camp, takes a handful of matches, wraps them in a piece of waterproof plastic, and tosses the package to Flipper.
Take the matches to them, Flipper.
A few moments later, Flipper swims as close to shore as possible near the rock where Penny and her mother still are trying to decide what to do with raw fish.
Mummy, Gwen, look. This little package lying here.
I don't remember seeing that earlier. What's inside?
Matches! Dry matches!
Matches? But they weren't there before.
I guess they were washed up from some boat. Unless they're flying matches.
Oh, Penny.
Well, all I know is that every time we need something, somehow we get it.
For 3 days, Sandy provides almost everything the castaways need. He leaves fruit for their breakfasts and split coconuts brimming with milk for thirst quenchers. Now, following a hidden path through the forest, he is carrying a large bunch of bananas, which he'll leave when the girls and their mother are not looking in his direction. But at this moment, Penny is coming along the same path from the other way. Neither one sees the other until they collide.
Oh!
Oh, who are you?
Please, forget I'm here. I'm hiding out.
Hiding out?
I'm a fugitive.
You're part of that gang that took Daddy away.
No, wait. Come back.
Penny starts to run through the forest, and Sandy sprints after her. He finally catches up to her on one of the small deserted beaches. While Flipper watches from the nearby water, Sandy tries to explain.
Listen, I'm a friend. I'm not one of that gang, I swear.
Why should I believe you?
It's the truth. I've been trying to help you. That's how you got those fish and the matches and that life ring when your boat filled with water. Flipper brought them to you, didn't you, Flipper? Flipper's my friend. He's your friend, too.
Then why did you say you were a fugitive, hiding out?
I didn't really mean that. Well, you see, there's no time to explain now. The main thing is, you've got to promise me you won't tell anyone I'm here. Not even your mother.
All right, I promise.
You've got to take an oath. A blood oath.
A blood oath?
So that I can really trust you. And then I'll help you all I can.
Well, if I must.
I'll just make a teeny little nick on our fingers with my knife. Here goes. Now repeat after me. I swear I won't tell anything about Sandy Ricks or Flipper.
I swear I won't tell anything about Sandy Ricks.
That's me.
Or Flipper.
Now remember, whenever you hear this whistle, try to get away and meet me.
I will, Sandy.
You know, you can run pretty fast for a girl.
You wouldn't have caught me if I'd had lots to eat. I'll listen for your call.
So long. Yeah, you're right, Flipper. She's not bad. For a girl.
The next day, Penny and her mother and Sister Gwen build a tall pile of dried palm fronds on a large rock near the water.
We'll save these matches, girls, no matter what. And we'll take turns at watching the ocean from here. The minute we hear or see anything, this fire is to be lit instantly.
All week long, Sandy makes his bird signal several times a day. And whenever Penny can slip away from her family, she joins him.
This morning, I taught you how to build a fire by hitting two rocks together.
I remember.
Well, this afternoon, how'd you like some lessons in climbing those tall coconut trees?
I'd adore it.
Come on, then.
But Penny has a hard time explaining to her mother how she knows so much about survival on a deserted island.
And that's the way you come down a palm tree, the same way you go up. I remembered it from a movie I saw. That's where I learned how to make a fire, too.
You're just full of surprises, Penny. When I go to the movies, I never learn that much.
At this same time, on board Sir Halsey's yacht, Gil Bateson calls his fellow convicts together.
I've just been going through some papers downstairs, and I found out who this guy is. Sir Halsey Phillips. The Sir Halsey Phillips. Yeah, one of the world's great airplane designers and builders. He's worth $10 million. Yeah, we got a real prize here. Gives me a great idea. One that'll be worth a bundle of loot. So here's what we do. We go back to that island. Hey, Sir Halsey, turn this boat around. We're going back. Go on, turn it, I said.
Late that same afternoon, Penny, keeping watch beside the dried palm fronds, sees a tiny dot in the sky.
A plane. Oh, dear, where are those matches? Oh, here. My hands are shaking so much, I've got to light it. There. Mommy! Gwen! Oh, where did they go? It's a search plane. I hope they see us. Help! Help!
Sandy, who notices the first puff of smoke, calls to Flipper.
Flipper, put it out. Put it out, hurry.
I'll never forgive you for this, never. And that goes for Sandy, too. How dare you send Flipper to put out our signal fire? How dare you?
I had to do it.
Why?
I just can't risk having any more strangers come to this island who might find out about Flipper and me.
Flipper and you, don't you realize you may have cost us our only chance to help Daddy? Our only chance to get word to somebody about what happened to him?
Gee, I'm sorry, Penny.
I'm going to keep my blood oath, only because I have to. But don't you ever try to help us anymore, and never, never speak to me again. Goodbye.
Gosh, Flipper, it all happened so fast. I only thought of what it'd mean to us if someone reported us being here. I didn't think of what it meant to them.
So Sandy's father, home briefly to collect some more charts for a new search, makes a startling discovery when he finds that one of the maps is missing. The chart of the Bahamas and West Indies Islands. And Porter suddenly realizes that Sandy did head for the open sea after all. He immediately gets in touch with the Coast Guard. The following morning, Sandy, sleeping near the water, is awakened by Flipper splashing him.
Huh? What? What's the idea, Flipper? You want me to go with you? Well, I'm hardly awake yet, but okay, I'm coming.
Flipper leads Sandy down to a beautiful coral reef, where Sandy sees a sunken cabin cruiser. He notices a cabinet door swaying gently in the current and peers inside. To his surprise, he finds cans of food and even an opener just where they had been when the boat sank. He scoops up an armful of the cans and the opener and heads for the surface. A little while later, Lady Julia, Gwen, and Penny make a delightful discovery.
Girls, look over there next to that tree. Cans of food and an opener.
My, my, we certainly are lucky, aren't we?
Penny, you have such a funny expression on your face. Do you have any idea how these things came to be here?
No idea at all. Mummy, look! Out there! It's Daddy's boat! Daddy's come back!
Flipper quickly swims along the shore to the rocks where Sandy is hiding and watching.
Yeah, Flipper. I know. Her father is back. So I'd better hide in our secret cave. But you stay out here and see that they all get away safely. Shh. Not so loud. Just keep on watching.
As Flipper watches the yacht, Sandy disappears below the surface without seeing that not only is Penny's father back, but the escaped convicts are with him.
Mummy, look.
Yes, I know. Your daddy's not alone. Well, girls, at least we'll be with him, no matter what happens.
Gil Bateson sends his two confederates to shore, and soon they're back on board the yacht with Lady Julia, Gwen, and Penny. Then Gil hands Sir Halsey a sheet of paper on which the convict has scribbled a message to be sent over ship's radio.
All right, here's what you're to say and nothing else. Now go ahead and send it.
Yes, I guess I have no choice.
None at all.
Very well. Mayday, mayday, mayday. This is Sir Halsey Phillips. I can send this message only once. Please tape record if you can. My wife, my two daughters, and I are being held as hostages by Gil Bateson. He and his associates want a guarantee of immunity and safe conduct to wherever they wish to go. If they do not receive it within 24 hours, they'll kill me and my family.
Oh, Daddy!
Do not, I repeat, do not attempt to conduct any search activities. Stay away, I repeat, stay away, or they will kill us at once.
And I mean it.
Penny realizes that their only hope of escaping from the convicts might rest with Sandy. Desperately, she turns toward the island and gives the signal. She searches the shore, but sees no sign of the boy.
Hey, what are you doing, sister?
Oh, nothing. Just practicing my bird whistles. I always do that when I'm nervous.
Yeah, well, cut it out. It makes me nervous.
Just then Flipper, recognizing the signal that he had heard Sandy give Penny so often, sticks his head above the water close to the yacht. When the convicts are looking in another direction, Penny gestures to Flipper to go fetch Sandy. Flipper disappears and goes to the underwater cave where Sandy is hiding.
What is it, Flipper? What's wrong? Okay, I'm coming.
In a few minutes, Sandy, swimming near the yacht, sees the desperate situation Penny and her family are in. He dives down to the coral reef where he releases some food cans from the sunken cabin cruiser. Then Sandy returns to shore to await developments. Flipper hovers in the water just below the surface, watching the cans drift close to the yacht.
Hey, Barney, those cans floating by look like they still got food in them. Must be from a wreck. With all these extra passengers, we'll need some more extra supplies. Go on and fetch them.
This is the opportunity Flipper has been waiting for. Barney reaches over the side of the yacht and just manages to grab a can when Flipper dives out of the water and slams into him. At the same time, Sandy swims underwater from the nearby rocks and grabs Barney. He pulls the convict toward the entrance to the underwater cave. While on board the yacht...
Hey, what happened to Barney? What was that?
A shark! It got him! I saw it! It was this long!
Well, what do you know? Gone, just like that.
When Barney is safely a prisoner in the underwater cave, Sandy rejoins Flipper near the yacht. Then, while Sandy starts to climb aboard on one side, Flipper puts on a performance on the other to distract the convicts.
Hey, look at that crazy dolphin, will you? You keep an eye on it, Ish. I gotta stick by the radio.
As Sandy sneaks closer to the fascinated convict, Sir Halsey is gradually working himself into a position to jump Gil Bateson. Suddenly, Sandy and Sir Halsey each leap upon the killers.
Don't worry, Penny.
What's going on?
I'll help him.
Sandy finds himself no match for the burly Ish and retreats toward the bow. But Ish is almost upon him when Sandy realizes that his only chance lies in some kind of a trick. He dives overboard. Then, while Sir Halsey and Gil Bateson are locked in a deadly fight, Ish leans over one side of the bow trying to see where Sandy went. Instantly, Flipper leaps out of the water and crashes against the convict, sending him flying. Before the convict can fully recover, Sandy drags him through the water to the entrance to the underground cave, where he becomes a prisoner like Barney.
Here's your friend. You two can keep each other company.
By the time he returns to the water alongside the yacht, Sandy sees that Bateson, once more, has the upper hand and is aiming a gun at Sir Halsey.
Come on, get the boat moving. Let's get out of here.
As Bateson moves toward the controls, Sandy swims alongside and sees a rope dangling into the water. He gives a signal. And Penny peers over the railing. Sandy grabs one end of the rope.
Quick, untie the other end.
When Penny gets the rope loose, it falls into the water. Then as the yacht begins to pull away, Sandy holds out the rope for Flipper and points to the rear of the boat. Flipper, following orders, swims alongside the yacht and releases the rope. Immediately, it becomes tangled in the propeller.
Yeah, the propeller must be snagged. I'll have to go over the side and clear it. But first, all of you, get inside that cabin.
As soon as he has the Hopewell family locked up, Bateson goes over the side of the yacht, and underwater, he uses a knife to cut the rope from around the fouled propeller. He is just about to return to the surface when Flipper gives him a powerful blow with his tail. Immediately, Bateson has his knife ready. Again and again, Bateson lunges desperately at Flipper, who tries to keep clear of the flashing knife blade, and at the same time hit Bateson again. At last, Flipper has a chance. He strikes Bateson full force. As he swerves to get away, Bateson, just before he passes out, manages to plunge the knife into Flipper. In a few moments, Sandy has Bateson in the underwater cave with the other two convicts, and he has returned to the yacht where he frees Sir Halsey and his family.
Gee, Sandy, you're just the greatest. Mother, Dad, Gwen, this is Sandy. He's been helping us all along, only you didn't know it.
I guess we can never thank you enough.
Don't thank me. Thank Flipper. Flipper, he's been hurt.
Hurt? Oh, no.
With Sir Halsey's help, Sandy lifts the injured dolphin on board the yacht. Then he and Penny keep Flipper well wetted down and comfortable while Sir Halsey radios for medical help. Within 2 hours, Flipper and Sandy are flying toward the Miami Seaquarium where doctors are waiting. It is much later when Porter Rick, Sandy's father, brings the boy the news.
He'll be all right, son. Flipper's going to be all right.
Well, I'm glad he'll get better. But he won't be all right, Pop. Not as long as they keep him here.
Oh, don't worry about that, son. Nobody's going to part you and Flipper. My ranger appointment came through, and from now on, we'll all be living at the Coral Key Marine Preserve. Me, you, and Flipper.
Oh, Pa. That's great. That's just great.
And in a few days, Flipper is well enough to swim around the Seaquarium tank and even to ask Sandy for a game of water basketball.
Not yet, Flipper. Not until we go home, okay?